Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is doubt, let us sow faith. Where there is despair, let us sow hope. Where there is sadness, let us sow joy. And where there is darkness, let us sow light. Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled, but yet to console others. Grant that we may not so much seek to be understood, but yet to understand others. Grant that we may not so much seek to be loved, but yet to love others, because it's in giving that we receive. It's in dying to ourselves.
Thank you.
Good evening, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yarao, I'm Beth Yahweh. As always, start off informing everyone or advising everyone to grab your notepads, your iPads, highlight your pens, pencils, or your study guides. So as we travel through the Word, that you can follow along, take notes, and see what the Father reveals to you with the scriptures that we'll go over tonight. If you can hear me, send out a text, shout me out, let me know that you can hear me clearly. I'm going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Yah, for allowing us to come to yet another Sabbath day. Another day to give you praise, another day to give you honor, and another day to thank you for allowing us to see another Sabbath. Father, we ask of thee to open our minds and receive the wonders of your word, the truth of your word, and the kindness of your spirit on this day. We thank thee in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer, and soon coming King, for all he has done and the way and the path that he has paved for us to follow. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Once again, good evening, Israel and family and all listening audience. We're here in another session of Can It Be That Simple? And last week, we had to cancel the show. I was on a retreat. And it was a wonderful retreat. Some of the things that we talked about was may come up in this session, may not. But overall, we're here today, and we got to give Father thanks. And the topic of today is take no thought. And that's one thing. And the reason for this particular title, you know, I have the scripture that this particular phrase come from. But one of the things that came to my mind in using this particular topic, take no thought, because sometimes when we are out there and we're talking to people and we think that we have to have a script as far as what we're going to be saying to people in regards to the words of the Mighty One, the gospel of the truth of Yahushua. And we think that we have to convince people of the word of the Most High. But the word can convince people on its own. Only thing we're supposed to do is first convince ourselves and allow the Father to teach us about his word. Teach us to have a love for him. Teach us to have a love for his word and his Son. And once we have gained that love and that kindness and that relationship, then the only thing we can do is share our experiences that we have with the Father and with his Son and with his word. And in hope that others will want and have that same relationship with our Father and our brother and Savior. So one of the things, like I said, that came to my mind, take no thought. Because the only thing you can truly share with the next person is your relationship that you have with the Father. Because the Father can use you to help someone else. Allow yourself to be a vessel. Allow your mouth to be the spokesperson for the Most High. Allow yourself to be that mediator. For as Yahushua dwells within us, that spirit builds in us, it makes us a better vessel. So we're going to start off with a few scriptures. We're going to first start off in Exodus. Chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 10 through 12. And these scriptures are, you know, they're in regards to Moses and one of his interactions that he had with Yahweh. And it reads, "And Moses said unto Yahweh, O my Elohim, I am not eloquent, neither hereto nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech, and of a slow tongue. And Yahweh said unto him, Who hath made the mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, Elohim? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say." So as we know, when we talk about Moses, Moses, as we know, is one of the most humblest of the Most High servants. And right here, he is talking to Yahweh and saying, "Hey, I'm slow of speech. I'm slow of tongue." He's saying that I'm not your man. And sometimes we as servants, we have that feeling that we don't believe that we are the person that the Most High should be using at a particular time. But he's letting Moses know, hey, I'm the one that make people dumb. I'm the one that make people deaf. I'm the one that causes people to see. I'm the one that causes people to be blind. And we go through this, we got various scriptures and various stories and various occasions throughout the scriptures that talks about individuals that were dumb, deaf, seeing, and blind, and how they were used for the purpose of the Most High. Whereas you have the blind man who couldn't see since he was born, and the Messiah come by him and give him sight. You have a man that was seeing very well, persecuting the believers who went blind, and then all of a sudden he began to see again, because in his blindness it gave him an opportunity to really reflect on how he was living his life. And at the same time, the Most High was interceding with him and conversing with him. And then the Most High gave him his sight back. And he was a servant for the Most High, doing things in conjunction of what the Word says. So we as believers have to understand that the Father has the power to utilize us in the manner in which he wants to use us in. And we just have to be willing subjects. Just need to be willing subjects. So from here, we're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 1. We're going to read verses 4 to 10. Bear with me. I'm using a little technology today, so I might get the scriptures a little slower than normal. Oh, that's not right. Sorry about that. Okay, we have Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4. Verse 4, and we're going to read down to 10. And it reads, "Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thy cast forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation." This is Yahweh. He's actually talking to Jeremiah. Verse 6. "Then said I, Yahweh Elohim, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But Yahweh said unto me, saying to me, Say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Yahweh. Then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yahweh said unto me, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee above all nations and over the kingdom to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant." I went to this scripture, these scriptures, just so that we, as believers in the word of Yah and in his son, Yahushua, have to understand that we can't put ourselves down. See, because the Most High, when he's with us, he raises us up. So our image that others may see is not the image that the Most High has put on us. He put us in a position so that we can teach those in whom the Most High sent us to. And he gives us the words to speak to the nation. He puts on our heart what we need to say. And the only thing we have to do is be willing vessels, putting our opinion to the side and understanding that our opinion does not compare to the truth of the word of Yah. And as believers, when we're out there speaking with people, and as we learn and journey with the Most High, we have to continue to put our opinions to the side. We have to root those things up. We have to get rid of those things. Because in order for us to plant the seed of righteousness within our minds, we have to clear that ground. We have to pull up those old ways, those old ideas. We have to throw those old ideas in the fire and burn them up. We have to put them away. We have to get rid of them. We have to put them in the trash and let someone else take them away. And then we have to start building. We build on a new foundation. We plant a new seed. That's what we must do within ourselves. And as we do these things, others will see the example that we're doing and question, why are you doing that? And you'll say, My life is changing. I am renewing myself. And these are things that we have to address within ourselves. And the more we address them within ourselves, the better off we'll be. Because we're becoming that new creation that we are setting out to become. But we have to take no thought as far as how we feel as though we should be. Because we didn't create ourselves. We didn't. But we can change our thinking. So from here, we're going to go to Luke chapter 12. I'm going to read verses 1 to 32. Okay, Luke chapter 12, 1 to 32. And it reads, "In the meantime, when they were gathered together in a numerous multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, First of all, be aware, ye, of the leavening of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." I'm going to stop here for a minute. See, the Messiah is talking to his disciples, all those men and women that were following him during this time and adhering to his teachings and listening to his teachings. And he was telling them to beware of the leavening of the Pharisees. Now, when we look up that word leavening, I'm going to look it up real quick. It's in your Greek. It's 2219, and is douzme, and is leavening. It says mental or moral corruption. This is one of the definitions that it has for leavening. Mental or moral corruption. So, the Messiah is telling his disciples, be aware of the moral corruption of the Pharisees. See, because the Pharisees were the leaders during that time, and they was actually teaching the people different things going contrary to what the Torah teaches. So the Messiah telling them, beware of that. Verse 2, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in the darkness shall be heard in the light. And that which ye have spoken in the ear and closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more they can do. Before I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him that which after he hath killed hath power to cast thee into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. So we'll stop here at this scripture right here for a minute. I'm going to this word hell. It's in your Greek lexicon 1067, and it's Gehenna. Now, this word Gehenna It's was originally the Valley of Himnon, and that's in South Jerusalem. And it's a symbol of the wicked as in their future destruction. So another definition that they have is Gehenna is a place of punishment for the ungodly. So we're going to go to verse 6. And it says, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before Mighty One? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are more valuable. You have more value than 5 sparrows. Also, I say unto you, whatsoever shall confess me, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the messenger of Mighty One. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the messenger of Mighty One. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto the magistrate in the power, take ye no thought how or what things ye shall answer or what ye shall say. So this is where the whole take no thought come from. Verse 13, and one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, take heed and be aware of covetousness. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he said a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what should I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, thus will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But Mighty One said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward Elohim. And he said unto his disciples, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither has storehouses nor barn, and Elohim feeds them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you with take, and which of you with taking thought can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then, mighty one, so clothe the grass, which is to the day in the field, and tomorrow it casts into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be it doubt. Be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek thee the kingdom of Elohim, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And I went here because, like I said, take no thought. So the parables that Yahushua has been talking about is just giving us little things that are within the natural world, within creation, that the Father take care of for other creatures that he created. And because we are the pinnacle of his creation, he's letting us know that he'll do those same things for us. But we have to do what we're supposed to do. And that way we will receive those same things. And like we've been talking about many times before, we have to be obedient to his word. We have to obey his voice. Because throughout the scriptures, many times and time and time and time again, he say, obey my voice. Now we have the testimony of Yahushua, and he tells us the same thing. Why? Because he showed in his example that he obeyed the Father's voice and did what the Father instructed him to do. And if Yahushua dwells within us and that spirit dwells within us, then we will overcome the selfish desires that we have within ourselves and root them out and destroy them and throw down and plant the seed of righteousness and plant Yahushua within us by listening to the teachings of the prophets and the teachers that the Most High have chosen to minister the word to us. Just as Yahushua ministered the words when he was here, and he sends that spirit back to men who have been chosen in this time to minister that word. So from here we're going to go to Matthew chapter 18. And one of the things that's, you know, the theme was going to change, and it's going to go back to when we was talking with, you know, we was reading the scriptures in Jeremiah, and how one of the things that Jeremiah was saying was that he was a child. And when the Father led me to this particular scripture, I believe, it's actually dealing with our mindset and our mindset being that of a child, that innocence of a child. Whereas, you know, when you have children and in their early stages of life, their dependence is strictly on you as a parent. And see, and that's where the Father wants us as believers to be again, to be dependent on Him as a father, to a child. See, He wants us to believe in Him. He wants us to have He wants us to have that great love for Him, just as He has that great love for us. And the way we get that is that we have to get rid of our old selves and get back to that innocence. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 through 4. And it reads, "At the same time came the disciples unto Yahushua, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Yahushua called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." From here, we're going to go to Luke chapter 18. No, that's the wrong book. Sorry about that. We're on to Luke chapter 18. Verse 17. Just another rendition of the same incident. "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of Elohim as a little child shall in no wise enter therein." So this is just going back to that innocence of mind. And that's how we have to do as adults. We have to be, what is it, scripture that coming to my mind? I think it's gentle as a dove. I think it's gentle as a dove and wise as a serpent, something to that effect. So that's how we have to be. We have to have that wisdom of that word, but we have to also have that gentleness of that word also. We have to have that gentleness and that innocence, which will cause us to be humble and not prideful with the knowledge that we have acquired from the Most High. And from here, we're going to go to 1 Peter. Yeah, 1 Peter chapter 2. Verses 1 and 2. No. Yeah. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, and it says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking. A newborn babe desires the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And I went here because, you know, just dealing with that innocency. But then sometimes we have believers who come into the word. They are adults, and they have all kinds of knowledge and information and life experiences. But then when you come to the Most High, and you're hearing his voice, and he's leading and guiding you, you have to want that. You have to deal with it in a level of innocency. You have to humble yourself. Because the information that you're receiving, the love and careness that you're receiving, is not like that of the world. And sometimes we as believers and we as humans, we confuse it. We compare the love of the Most High with the love that we have received from someone in the world. And it's different. It is so different. Sometimes we as believers, and we're trying to learn the truth of the word, but we have our own agendas. We have our own ideology of how it should be. But we have to accept the word as the Father lead and guide his teachers to teach the word. As we talked about previously, faith, righteousness. These are the things that assist you in changing your character. And what is that character that we're trying to gain? The fruit of the Spirit. They are the characters that we're trying to gain. The characters that the Most High has. How do we help ourselves to gain those things? By putting on more of his character. We've talked about it. That full armor. See, in order for us to be innocent like that child, we have to put on the Father. And the way we get the Father is through the Son. Yahushua. Because he has the same characteristics that the Father has. And as we continue to put on Yahushua, we continue to put on the characters of the Father. We continue to get rid of the malice that is in our hearts, the guile that is in our mouth, the hypocrisy that is in our thoughts, the envies that are in our actions. We as believers have to be an example to the world. But we first have to recognize that we have to change. We have to change. And when we start to change, we will see the Most High in our lives more and more and more and more. We too can be like Yahushua when he says, Father, I know that you hear me. I know that you hear me. But what did he do? He did things so that man could see the things that he was doing. We have to do the same thing because people are watching. People are watching us, Israel. People are watching me, family. Even the people that are listening to me as you change, people notice. You might not think that they notice you, but people notice you when you change. People, they just notice. They notice a change in you before you notice a change in you. And that's a good thing, because that means you're not running around tooting your own horn talking about, I'm a righteous man. I'm a humble person. I'm spiritual. No, you don't have to say any of those things, because your actions will demonstrate your faith in the Most High's word. Your actions will demonstrate that you are heeding the words of the Most High. Because that's what he asks of us. Obey my voice. And the way his voice comes out nowadays is through his prophets, through his teachers, through his evangelists, through those people who are in positions to assist, to those who have offices and have responsibility to assist Israel into getting right with the Father. Because he already knows that we're hard-headed. We go throughout the scripture. Israel, you are hard-headed, stiff-necked people. He tells us that. But what do? We say, nah, not me. Nah, I'm not stiff-necked. Nah, that's not me. It is you. It is me. Because if it wasn't, he wouldn't have said so. But Israel, take no thought. Be obedient to the Father. Obey his word. Follow after his son. Stand up for his son. Have the testimony of his son. Our brother, our Lord, and our Savior. Scripture that just came to my mind is, I think it's in Jeremiah. I think I'm going to turn to it real quick. I think it is Jeremiah 31. I'm gonna find it. Going to 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 20, the second clause. And Israel, you've probably heard the scripture on several occasions, over and over and over again. And when you read the story, it's about this king going into battle. But the second clause, it says, believe in Yahweh, your Elohim, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. See, as we read in the scriptures, Yahweh established his name throughout the scriptures. And see, the many nations, they knew Yahweh's name. Now, it says, believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. See, his prophets teach you the word. And if you listen to them, you will prosper in his word. You will prosper in your understanding of his word and the relationship that you would have, that you should have with him. And that is Yahweh. But you're getting the help by the prophet to help you with your relationship. But if you don't believe in the prophet, you don't believe what they're saying, then you're going to have difficulty believing in the Father. Sounds simple, huh? Yeah, it is. You know? So, just another thing, just another thought. Israel, things are not going to get any better. Things are going to get harder and harder and harder. And because they're going to get harder and harder and harder, you have to strengthen your faith in Yahweh's word. Because the time is going to come. It's going to come. And you're going to have to stand up for his word. Are you ready? Are you ready? Do you have faith in him? Do you have faith in the unseen? Or are you relying on the strength of your own arm? Take no thought. Because as this word is ingrained in us, it's supposed to be us. We're supposed to become the living word. Are you taking on that task? So Israel, just give that some thought. Are you ready? I think on a couple of occasions, started the session off with, are you ready for the war? Are you ready to fight? Are you ready for the war? Are you ready to fight? See, because Yahweh, as a man of war. One of the things he did when he was in the wilderness, he established an army for war. He's establishing an army now also for war. War with the adversary. Just as he's establishing an army, so is the adversary establishing an army also. We've talked about it too also with Elijah. How long will you hawk between two opinions? Which side are you on? The Levite said, we're on the side of Moses. We're on the side of Yahweh. What side are you on? Are you ready for the war? Want to conclude this session. But one thing that I want to reiterate to you, to Israel, listening audience, friends and family, that one thing that the Father has definitely told us, we are royalty. We are his kids. We are his kids. We are his children. And he does show his love to us. We are royalty. We are his chosen people. We are his jewels. We are the apple of his eye. So remember that. We are under his, as they say, his eagle's wings. So he's always protecting us. Because he has chosen us. Going back to what he said to Jeremiah, in the womb, he knew us. In the womb, he knew you. He understands the struggles you go through. But he just wants you to have a little faith in him. And you will overcome all obstacles. Have a little faith in him. Maintain that testimony of his son, Yahushua. Uphold his law, statutes, and judgments. Because you are one of the king's kids. Remember that. And his arms are always open for you. Always. Because he loves you. Do you love him also? He's not a deadbeat dad. No, he's not. He's always providing for you. Merciful Father Yah, as we come before thee, we thank thee for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We ask of thee to strengthen us in your ways and in your truth. We ask of thee to continue to help us to put on the full armor and take in the fruit of thy spirit. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to help us to stand on your word in our conscious mind and our unconscious mind. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to give us the strength to utilize your word. To help us in all avenues of our life. For in your word, you said, Eya Asha Eya, that you will be what you will be for us. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to allow us to be a good example for those who see us. May we continue to learn from our experiences with you. So that we can share our truths with others, to bring them closer to a relationship with you. Father, we ask of thee to continue to help those who are in need of your assistance, help the sick, help the mentally ill, the physically ill, the spiritually ill. Help all those who are in need of your assistance. Give them an opportunity to enjoy your Sabbath blessing. Enjoy your Sabbath rest. For this is the day that you said that you would meet with Israel, that you would meet humanity. For all those who are taking this rest and to meet with you, I say hallelujah. We thank thee, Father, once again, for protecting us from dangers seen and unseen, and allowing us to give honor to you on thy Shabbat day. We thank thee in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Israel and family, and all those who are listening. Have a peaceful slumber. Shalom.
Royalty, royalty, power to the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. That you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty, yeah.
Once we weren't the people, now we are the people. Do you know who you are? Them called you those things if you knew you were a queen. And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. 1 Peter 2 and 6, a blessing for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark, into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty.
Once we weren't the people,
mercy made us the people.
Now we are the people. Chosen people, royal priesthood.